Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play some music from Columbia Records, which is celebrating its 125th anniversary. We also read some of your posts to our blog, Confessions of an English Learner. But first, we report on the world of high school debate. Only a few days remain in the American election campaign. The recent presidential and vice presidential debates were of special interest to high school debate teams. Many debate teams compete locally and nationally for awards. The experience helps team members strengthen their skills in argumentation. It also makes them critics, not only of the candidates, but of all the political talk they are hearing. Christopher Cruz has our story.
The high school debate team in the Texas community of Oak Ridge has won many awards. Recently, some of its members argued for an extension of the federal ban on assault weapons. At the same time, other team members prepared to call for cancellation of the ban.
This is a long-term ban. If you see before the ban...
So how long will this ban have to go on? How long will we have to restrict people's rights?
Debaters make their presentation with evidence and reason, while questioning the arguments of their opponents.
The biggest fallacy that we can possibly talk about is the slippery slope fallacy, because it relies...
Personal opinion has no place in debating. In competition, debaters must be able to argue either side of the question. This helps them understand both sides of any issue.
So you're saying that if we continue with what's going on now, it's going to cost more money?
Yes.
That's good, but you have to get evidence.
Yeah, you have to give us the statistics showing
that. Deanne Christensen is the Oak Ridge High School debate coach. She is in her 11th year of helping young people learn how to argue effectively.
And it's great when they disagree with each other. It's awesome to see them trying to defend their position.
High school debaters can be very critical of candidate debates and political discussions among adults in general. Debater Jonathan McClanahan thinks political partisanship can weaken civility.
I don't think we should have to hate the president to disagree with him. That's why I honestly believe that with partisanship, we need to be more respectful to each other. We need to be able to have bipartisan bills passed. We need to work together more.
And debater Bryce Brady thinks high school debaters have a higher level of civility than many politicians.
I definitely think politicians today could get a real lesson from a high school debate team.
Deanne Christensen believes some of these award-winning debaters will be the leaders of tomorrow.
They're very smart, and they want to see this country be successful because they are that future of our country.
We take a look now at some of the comments you shared with us on our blog, Confessions of an English Learner. Many of you provided advice about how you learned English. We welcome the helpful information. Thanks to everyone who has joined the discussion on the blog. One web visitor described his difficulty with two English language words that sound similar but are very different in meaning. Moises wrote from his home in El Salvador. He described a mistake he made on his first visit to the United States. At the time, Moises was working on a cruise ship. It was his second day. He was organizing some of his belongings when a coworker came into the room they were sharing. The coworker asked, "Hey, my friend, do you want soap?" Moises wrote that he was surprised by the question and excited to use his English. He answered, "No, thanks. I am not hungry." Well, Everyone in the room started laughing, and Moises did not understand the joke. He said his new friends then explained that soap is something you use to wash yourself. Soup is what you eat. Moises said this incident happened 10 years ago. He added, "Do you imagine that I am an English teacher now?" We also want to tell of a blog posting from Vietnam. Xuan Tang wrote that she joined an English class 2 years ago to improve her skills in the language. Her teacher asked each student to write about something sad they had experienced. Xuan Tang said that one of her classmates asked her how to write the name of a disease in English. She answered, "Cancel." Later, Xuan Tang looked the word up and realized she had made a mistake. Cancel means to end or to stop something that is planned. The disease her classmate wanted to write about was cancer. Thank you all again for the interesting post. Please continue to share your English learning experiences on our Confessions blog.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay.
Columbia Records is turning 125 years old. Columbia is the oldest record label in the world. It became part of Sony Corporation in 1987. On Tuesday, Columbia Records released a book about its history. Faith Lapidus has more about it and plays some of the music Columbia made famous.
The book is called 360 Sound, The Columbia Records Story. It was written by historian Sean Wilentz. Most of his books have been political histories. He also has written about music and culture in magazines and newspapers for many years. Critics praised one of his books, Bob Dylan in America, which was published in 2010. Bob Dylan is also a major part of the new book, 360 Sound. He recorded his first album, Bob Dylan, with Columbia in 1962. His 35th album, Tempest, was released in September of this year. Don't Think Twice, It's All Right was a hit from his 1963 record, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. For We never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
In 1949, Columbia Records released one of the first albums based on a musical play. South Pacific was a big hit on New York's Broadway. Richard Rodgers wrote the music. Oscar Hammerstein wrote the words.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out. Push him out, fly him out. Cancel him and let him go. Yay, sister! I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
One of Columbia's earliest stars was Bessie Smith. Joel was a successful artist for Columbia later. In 1977, the record label released one of his biggest albums, The Stranger. Four of the songs were hit singles, including this one, Only the Good Die Young.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young.
Right now, Adele is one of the major artists with Columbia Records. We leave you with her current hit, the theme from the new James Bond movie, Skyfall.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again, for this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue.
Face it all. So never.